Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Athletic Department. Visiting this week, prior to senior day, with Georgie Buena from the men's basketball program. Georgie, thanks for stopping in today.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm very glad that you invited me.
We're talking just the day before you go through senior day. The Jaguars will take on Arkansas State. It's a doubleheader with the women. The first game at 1 o'clock. Your game will start at 3:05. Has it hit you emotionally yet that this is the last time that you'll play a game in uniform at the Mitchell Center for South Alabama?
It feels, I don't know how to say it. Some people will say it's weird feeling. Some people would say, you know, it's the bad feeling, you know. But I don't know. It hit me because I have some connection with the Mitchell Center. It's been like 4 years, and I feel like this place is home for me, and I don't feel good that's gonna be the last game. So yeah, it's gonna be a hard time for me to leave the building after the game.
Yeah, we were talking before we started recording. You're finishing up your fourth year here, and you know, sometimes it seems like it went by in no time, and sometimes you feel like you've been here for the longest time. But as you look back and kind of view it, your journey from being a freshman to where you are today, you know, what do you think are areas that you kind of made the biggest improvements in, whether it's basketball or personally, and how did you go about making those happen?
I think both basketball and school-wise, I had improved enormously because it's been 4 years, and that 4 years I didn't waste it much because every day I was focusing on both basketball and study work. And it was hard mostly, but all the things that happened after math make me believe keep improving. So it's all connected together.
I want to go, or no, first, you know, maybe this is easy to answer, maybe it isn't, but when you look back on your time at South, is there anything that stands out to you that you think, wow, that's what I'm proudest of, that's the biggest moment I've had here?
The biggest moment probably was 3 months ago when I graduated, and I graduated with a 3.5 GPA, and that was an accomplishment I wanted to achieve, and that was one of the reasons I chose to come in the United States of America to get a good education and play basketball at a high level. And also basketball-wise, it was every year I had the chance to improve, like even stats-wise, and that's the thing I love here, that people help me to achieve it, and I did what I need to do to have this done.
Visiting with Georgie Buenoff this week on Inside Jag Nation, and you mentioned how you've grown as a player heading into senior day tomorrow against Arkansas State. Just for the listeners out there, 113 games you've appeared in. You've averaged 7.5 points, 5.2 rebounds per game, shooting 51.5% for your career. That's a pretty good rate over the long haul. And you rank in the top 10 all-time in school history with 588 rebounds. So, you know, when you hear that, does it sink in that, man, I've accomplished something here?
People usually would say that's a good achievement and you did well. And I think I could have been better because I didn't have the experience when I came. But overall, I'm proud of myself because the conditions and I have like being away from home, not have my family right next to me. It's like you feel like you got to do it by yourself, and the support is mentally from there. But sometimes physically the connection is, you know, even stronger. And I think that's I'm proud of what I have been doing the past 4 years. And I see a lot of people when we play games, especially home games, they always like to talk with me. They always feel me like I'm family, and the crowd, I see it, they love me and I love them. And that's why I've been playing basketball since ever, because the people who come and watch us, that's the reason I play basketball.
So I want to go back to last summer. The program took a 10-day trip over to Europe where you played three games, but you're also able to do a lot of things outside of basketball in the places that you visited. You're originally from Lovech, Bulgaria, and you came here with very little experience, and you've talked about that before. But what was that trip like where maybe you were a little more in a familiar environment and your teammates were like you as a freshman? I mean, is that kind of how it was, especially off the floor? And if so, what were some of the things that you were able to do with your experiences over there growing up to help them adjust to Europe in that short of time?
It was it was quite funny, because when we went over there, I was watching them, you know, being, oh, wow, what is this? And they don't know the language, because usually back in Europe, people know like 2, 3, 4 languages. And we usually, when we go over there back in Europe, I'm familiar with people, their culture, because I've been over the places. And I felt like, I mean, they're like in a new world, you know? I remember things like we go to eat some food and they like, what is this? And they asking me, and I had to explain them, because it's different world, really. And I remember when I came here, the only thing that helped me is I knew the language. The culture was different, of course, but I knew the language, and that helped me the transition. I had to move on, and people around me always explained me this and this, and it was easy. For them, it was the same, but it's just the language barrier they had was the thing that kept them from the culture that much. And of course, they've been like, what, we were 10 days, and you should stay more to explore the culture and the things over there.
So I want to go back. When you were a kid, when did you start playing basketball, and do you remember why you first started playing the game?
I started basketball, I would say probably 6th grade, I think, and it was, I used to play soccer, so I was playing soccer, and I was pretty tall compared to the other kids, and they always put me on the goalkeeper spot, which I hated, and I wanted to play the defense, but they put me on the goalkeeper. So I decided to not play soccer and went just to play, I think it's elementary school. Yeah, it was elementary school, so play just for fun, not even for, you know, to play that for any cause or for any accomplishment or whatever. And I played for a couple of months, went to 2 tournaments, and it went pretty well for me. And I didn't have any skills, any experience, nothing, but I was able to make baskets from everywhere. I don't know how. It was like, you know, one of my coaches back there told me, you have an eye for the basket. You shoot. Your shooting is not the correct one, like the setting you do, but you probably have an eye to make shots. So, and after this, I had an offer to go to a good club back home in the capital, and I decided to go because that was a chance, person from my town or any town in my country to get this chance, should I get it, and I accepted it. And basically I played 6th, 7th grade.
So at 13, you leave for a sports school, essentially. I'm sure it's different than just traditional school because of the way you train and all that. Was it because of your opportunity in basketball and just to see how far you could take it? Because here you are to make that decision. You're leaving your family and kind of going off on your own at a pretty young age.
It was a decision that I wanted to do it, and my parents, they supported me, which a lot of parents will not support a decision like 13-year-old kid go to another town, live by himself. And I wanted to do it because that's why I told you, a chance for a person from a small town to go to the capital and have the opportunity. You don't miss this. It's like, how to explain it. It's when you're walking on the street and you see a bag of money, let's say. I know the comparison is very, very weird, but you got to take it. Yeah, I mean, and that was the same case because you don't know. You might spend that money pretty well and get your life better. You might lose everything, but still you got to use the opportunity you have. So that's why I decided to go.
Now, is it kind of like what I think Americans would equate to a boarding school where there's a dorm and you're living with all the other kids in the school and you're kind of on campus a lot, or were there kids who lived with just families and were in neighborhoods and get to experience a different city?
It's basically a lot of different things that school. You have a dorm for the kids who are not from the capital. The school is right next to the dorm. But all the facilities you have, because you have every sport there. You got soccer, basketball, handball, volleyball, track and field, any kind of sport. All the facilities are spread around the capital. So you have to travel by yourself with the ground transportation to your building, you know, to practice. The school and the dorm were right next to each other, so it was easy to go to school. But to go to the practice, you need to spend like a good 50 minutes of traveling. So, and especially when you practicing twice a day, you go 7:30 a.m. till 9:30, 9:45 class. Then you go to practice, come back, eat, go class again from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., and then you go to practice again. And then you coming back, eating dinner, and it's like all day you spend studying and practicing. So it's very intense. So a lot of kids quit because the intensity is too high and the pressure is enormous. But the experience you're going to gain and the toughness you're going to have after, it helps.
So when in this process, when you're at school, did you start to think, I want to play college basketball and I want to go to an American university? And why did you think that when you finally made that decision?
The decision I made really to... It was right after I graduated, so I was about to sign a professional contract with two or three teams from back home because they already gave me the contracts, and I was, you know, they stay in front of me, and I was about to sign it or not, thinking, you know, for an 18-year-old kid getting a couple of thousand a month, I mean, you're just going to take it and be happy and, you know, party and whatever, but I wanted to be on standby and see all my options. And then we had a European championship. It was this summer I graduated. And there were a lot of scouts from different universities over there watching, and they came and talked with me. And then I started looking about education and, you know, playing in the United States of America and scholarships and everything. And this is where it get my attention, and it took me probably a couple of months researching, and I talked with my coach back home, and I decided it's a better idea because you're going to get a free education, first of all, which is for life, and then the price tag on you when you graduate from a university, American university, it's going to be way higher than I was about to sign the contracts, because I have a European passport, and when I go play for a pro team over there, I don't count as a foreigner. So it's easy for them to pick you up, and especially from university, it's a different world.
Do you care to tell us what other schools talked to you, or what other schools you kind of seriously considered before you decided on South?
The schools I had before I even talked with South, I had Georgetown, which was one of the biggest schools that offered me, but my grades were not high enough when I was in high school, so I couldn't sign with them. Then I had offers from, there were a lot of schools. Texas Tech, I think they played Big 12. Mm-hmm. Oakland University, Ford International. SMU, this was one of the best offers I had. I talked with Coach Larry Brown, and also them. He actually helped me to go to a prep school here in the United States before I took the exam for the SAT. Also, I talked with the coach of Texas State. That was one of the other schools in Sun Belt. University of Maine. There are a couple more schools I cannot remember right now, but I had plenty of options.
And what did you like about South Alabama that led you to decide this was the place for you?
It was at the end, I was thinking about where I'm going. I was again back home and, you know, watching my options. And then I received a phone call from a coach, Dan Maddock. He was here. And he talked with me, and the things he told me that kind of made me the choice to be easy for me, you know, to come here. And I didn't even visit the school. I was like, hey, I trust you. You promised me this and this, and you explain everything how it's in the school. I mean, other schools also did their part, you know, offering me, but you kind of found the best way to me, which for me is the most important, and that's how I signed.
So talk about the differences between European basketball and what you grew up playing versus basketball in the United States and what you've done the last 4 years. And ultimately, as a freshman, how hard was it to make the adjustment from one to the other?
The most hard part was back home we usually play slow. I mean, compared to here, we have way, way more plays to do, and it's more like, how to say, mental basketball. It's like you got to know tons of plays, you got to hold the ball, be patient, and, you know, take the right decisions, think about taking the right decisions. And here is more like emotional, fast, physical, and everything opposite of it. And that was the thing. I usually like to see my options on the court, you know, use all of them or see what's going on. And here is like, you just got to go to the rim and finish. You just got to dribble two times, pass it, fast shot, go back, then transition offense. It's fast. That's the difference.
Visiting with Georgie Boynoff this week on Inside Jag Nation, you mentioned, obviously, you have your degree. At the end of the semester, you're going to look to play professionally back somewhere in Europe. And as you approach the process, are there any countries you're trying to narrow it down to, maybe because of a certain league or a certain area you want to live in? Or are you just open to kind of whatever team presents the best opportunity?
Of course, I have countries that I want to go. There are a couple of them. It's Spain, Italy, Turkey, Russia, it's pretty good basketball over there, Germany. So those are probably the five countries I would say I want to go, and I want my options to be around them. I know a lot of people who have good offers from Middle East, Asia, but for me the most important is to go play good basketball on a high level, and the salary and the money, if it does not come at the moment, it will come eventually, because hard work pays off always.
So you come to South Alabama as an international student athlete, and there are plenty across the programs, but you know, obviously you're in a little bit of a minority in it, with the number of people you can relate to and all that, but you're also kind of an untraditional student athlete personally. Talked about it in an interview earlier this year, but just for our listeners, how long have you been married? And I know you have a child, and how old? And just talk about that, because that's something I don't think most of your teammates can relate to.
I've been married since 2015 August, so it's a year and a half, but I've been together with my wife for 5 years. My kid, he is 10 months old, almost 10. He's the interesting fact is that me and him, we are born on the same day in the same month, so it was quite an experience, I remember, because her mother have a birthday on May 8th, and then we came back, go to bed, and I remember my wife, you know, she felt something. We went to the doctor, and the doctor said, hey, probably in 7-8 hours, the labor is coming. So, and it was my birthday already. I'm like, oh, that's so cool, the same day. It was quite an experience. She gave me the best bird gift ever.
You know, as we talked about before, senior day is tomorrow. I know it's been pretty difficult, and your family really hasn't had an opportunity to come. Will this be an exception whether it's your parents or your wife and your son, are you going to have any family in the stands tomorrow?
Unfortunately, none of my family relatives will come. One of the reasons is my kid, it's 10 months old, so 10-hour flight. I don't want to make him do that, and my wife, of course, both of them. And it's going to be hard for them to come, so they're not coming. My parents, they are in the UK, so they're not able to come as well. And I'm going to have my advisor tomorrow, Mr. David Parr. He'll be with me, and I have a couple more people that will come who are being very close to me and always help me when I had any difficulties here, and I'll have some people with me.
Well, that's good. I mean, you definitely want your senior day to be special, and it's nice to know that there are going to be people to help you do that. You know, with your wife, explain to our listeners, you know, being apart as you are all year, how often do you guys communicate, and how, you know, how do you do it? You talk on the phone, do you Skype, do you FaceTime, and you know, how do you guys keep in touch as much as you do?
The new technologies help a lot right here. We usually use Viber. That's app. You can talk free on your phone, and also video talk. And if you have a Wi-Fi, you can use it all the time, which this is the main app we use. And also we use Skype. And we talk when I wake up early in the morning. I talk with her right before they go to bed, which is afternoon here, after practice or before practice. And then nighttime, when they wake up early in the morning, it's 10 p.m. right here. We just talk for a couple of minutes, and it's pretty hard to manage it, but after a time you used to it. And I would say a lot of people have relationship in distance, and it takes two people to make it happen, to keep going, being together, because if one of the people don't be, you know, dedicated, and it will not happen.
So when I asked you before, you've got some places ideally you'd like to end up professionally playing here in the near future. Is there anything between the countries you mentioned before, or potential teams you play for in their location? Will your wife and son come with you? Will it depend on where you sign and what country it is? Or are they going to be with you for sure as you move forward professionally?
They'll be with me for sure. 99% sure. I mean, that probably to be separated again will not happen. I'll just go to the team I'm going to sign in for probably a couple of weeks or a month, just to settle things and set up the place we're going to live in. They will come, you know, and they will be with me. No chance I'm leaving them or the opposite.
You know, obviously you hope to have a long and wonderful professional career. And once that's over and you retire from basketball and then go into another line of work, another field, you know, what's your interest? What do you want to do long term after basketball's over?
Oh, I haven't think about it. I'll try for sure to use my degree from here, which is political science and international relations, and try to do something with politics back home. But at the time that will come to my mind and I had to do the decision, it will be also what I have done before that with my basketball career, because a lot of people, you know, they do well, they make good money out of playing professional, and they invest in some business. That's might be the case with me as well, I hope so. If not, I'll, you know, lean on my degree and use it with the politics.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Georgie Boyanoff. Georgie and the Jaguars will wrap up the regular season tomorrow, 3:05 p.m. against Arkansas State. That's the second game of a doubleheader. Appreciate the time today, but before we let you go, I'm going to put a 24-second shot clock out there and ask you a few personal questions and get to see if you can answer them quickly in time and get your shot off. You willing to play?
Oh, of course. Of course, yes. I'm ready.
When you have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
Talk with my family.
What's your favorite sport outside of basketball?
Soccer.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
That's a hard question. Probably the NBA game.
And if there's one athletic event you can go to that you've never been, where are you going?
A boxing fight in Las Vegas.
If you go on a dream vacation, where are you going?
Cuba.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh, I have a lot. Let me see. Whiplash. That's a movie I love. It's an amazing movie.
Favorite book?
That's a tough question again, because the books I read is on Bulgarian, so.
But the key is you're reading. We may not know the book, but you know, what's your favorite Bulgarian book?
It's called Hajduti, which is when we were under Turkey slavery, we had a rebels against the people who the slave owners, and that book talks about people who are hiding high in the mountain and making rebellion and, you know, try to save our people. So this is a book about it, so I like this book.
Who's your favorite musical artist?
Oh, You know what? I really want to see the three tenors. So those three, they're my favorite. They're the best.
And down the line, after your professional career is over, settled into a life of politics, and a director comes and says, this is a great story. Going to do the Georgi Boyanov story. What actor is going to play the lead role of Georgi Boyanov?
You know, that's a tough answer because most of the actors are not tall at all. So, I don't know. I'm thinking right now. 24 seconds is not enough, but give me a minute. actor. Liam Neeson. Liam Neeson, because he got the height and he's a good actor. Oscar nominee, so he played in the Schindler's List. So Liam Neeson, probably.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Georgi Boyanov. Best of luck both tomorrow on Senior Day and in the postseason. Appreciate the time. Thanks so much for visiting with us.
Thanks for having me. Thank
you. Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!